So this is an interesting question, and we're Oisik Ben Yona De Yoyma. So what I want to share with you is something I spoke about many times. We all know how important Minhagei Yisrael are and how we're makpid on Minhagim. And I wrote at great length in my Sforum, some were printed and some were not printed yet, about the importance of Minhagim. Twice in Shas, Chazal say, Menolai, that Minig has substance, that Minhagim are important. Al titoish teres emecho in chunen and in psochim. But there's one minig from Minhagei Purim that Baruch Hashem nobody keeps today. And I say Baruch Hashem, it's very good that nobody holds this minig. And this is a minig that's not brought in the poiskim, only once in Shas and Edre Mem Dalet, Mashvarte de Puraya. And Rashi writes, what's the story of Mashvarte de Puraya? The kids used to dig pits and light fire in those pits, and then the kids, children, used to jump over the fire. And what shaykhes does that have with Purim, we wonder. I mean, what's a shaykhes? Why would that be Mishvarte de Puraya? What's the source? What's the idea? Velibi Yoimari. Hodor ki bluhu biyamei Achashverosh ma'ahavas ha'neis. Medua Rabbi Yoraisa. The Gemara says, the Eden might argue, Kofale Hakigiyas. We were an Oynes. We weren't up to it. But Tosis asks, Shabbos Pei Zayin, but in the same blood Gemara, Chazal say, Bishoshek Dima Yisua Nasar Nishma Yordu, Samech Ribe Malach HaShoas Vel Bishem Shnei Ksorim. So, what about Kabbalah Satayra? Was it coercion? Were they imposed? Or were they out of free will? Chazal say Kofalei Maki Gigis, on the other hand, Bishoshek Dima Yisua Nasar Nishma. So Tosis says, Kofala Makigis, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyochol was afraid, can't say the words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was afraid, but Kachos Vatoises, that when the Yidin will see the Eisha Gedoylo, they might regret, and they might turn back. And that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says this is a point of no retreat. There is no way back. There's no way back. Kofala Makigis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Choshesh. When they're going to see the fire, they'll retract. And I always say, so let's check what happened when they did see the fire. How did they respond? So on Parshas V'schanan, the pasuk says, "Vehinei ha'har boyer be'esh choshech onan v'yarofal." And then what's the pasuk say? "V'tikrovun v'tamdun tachas ha'har." Nobody looked for cover. Nobody tried to run away. They actually saw the fire. And it was a terrifying sight, because usually when you have a big fire, there's a lot of light. On one hand, Har Boya Be'esh. The other hand, Choshech Onon V'Yarofon. Ulitifartem Shel Yisrael. Nobody wanted out. They all pushed in. V'tikrovun V'tamed V'tachzar V'hem Tuku L'Roglecho. Rashi writes, L'Shivchom Shel Yisrael. Tuku L'Roglecho Toich. They wanted to be under that mountain. And in my shul, by the minig of Kol HaNa'orim, I always say, what's the source of the minig Kol HaNa'orim? We spread out a talus, and everybody pulls that talus. He wants to be sure that he and his children are under the talus. That's a zecha l'kufa aleim ha'akigiyas. V'tikrovun v'tamdun tachzar. And I could see, and I imagine, everybody pulling the mountain, just to be sure that he's under the mountain, and the mountain almost fell apart. It almost disintegrated, like the talisim. Everybody pulls the talis and the talisim fall and become detached. That's a zecha, kofan ha'makigiyas. So how did the Jews respond when they saw that fire? Nobody ran away. V'tikravun v'tamdun tachasar. And that is the minig. Kids, put on fires, jump over the fire. We weren't afraid of fire then, and we're not afraid of the fire now. This is what we want. And Kabbalah Sotera was Merotzoin, Ma'ahavo. And that's a Zecher, Lehinei Ha'har Boya Be'esh. Kodesh Baruch was afraid they might run away, they might regret. No. We weren't afraid, we weren't intimidated by the fire then, we're not intimidated by the fire now. Yes, it's not easy to keep Tariag Mitzvahs, but this is what we want, and we'll do our best. And They rededicated and redevoted themselves to Kabbalas HaTorah b'yamei Mordechai v'Esther. And it was a new Kabbalas HaTorah. So these days, Yemei Purim, should be a renewal of Hodor Kibluhu b'yamei Achashverosh. Mitoch Ahavas Haneis, mitoch Simchas Haneis. And as we know from Sifrei Kodesh, that Amchal writes it kama v'kama pa'umim in Derech Hashem and in others for him, and the Kedushas Levi, all Yomim Tovim are not days of nostalgia, not days in which we remember events that are long gone. Nothing is gone. By us, the past is never past. And Yemei Achag are days of Chidush HaMa'oris, and all the Shefa Eloki that they had, this all comes back every year. So Hodor Kiblu B'mei Achashverosh also needs to come back every year. All the Pchinas come back every year. So in these days, when we rejoice in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nizim, Hodor Kiblu B'mei Achashverosh, and we need to redevote ourselves La'avas Torah, La'asmodah B'Torah, La'simchas HaTorah, V'ashreinu Ma'atoiv Chalkeinu. So in today's shiur, I mentioned I started the shiur with the dilemma that many soldiers have. So we are still in the middle of this terrible war. So there's an organization that printed a little minchas osher that fits into the soldiers' gear. And thousands of soldiers since then have been learning, and it's a big schus for me, learning minchas osher. So they printed a sefer on Bereshis, and they asked me permission to print Shemois. I say, I give no permission, because I hope that by the time Shemois will come, the war will be over. To our dismay, Shemois came, Shemois left, and the war is not yet over. So before Hanukkah, I once again said, I don't want you to print such a sefer on Hanukkah, because I hope the war will be over. Hanukkah came, Hanukkah left. We're Erev Purim, so they printed a sefer on Purim. I hope they will never print one on Bamidbar, at least, and definitely not on Devarim. We all hope and we all daven that this war should finally be over, and no more Yiddish Kinderlech will be dying and badly injured, and no more broken families. So, B'yamei Purim, this Vesemah says that everything comes back, and the Zgula of Enafoichu also comes back every year. And Maporas Amolek, every year, as Mesugal writes this for Semis. So let us hope that we will finally see in these days of Purim, Nisim and Eflois, Benafoichu Asher Yishlitu HaYehudim Heimu B'Soneihem, and we should be able to come back to normal Shilas, not the strange ones. Normal Shilas that we deal with, normal circumstances, v'yamei shalom, and we should be zoicha tenisim and nefloiz, v'kodesh bochu yerachim al amu Yisroel, v'lo yeshom ha'oit shoit v'shevar, and only v'soiris toivis, so many families will have difficulty v'simchas purim, families, thousands of families that have lost loved ones and young children and young soldiers, and nebuch those families who don't even know what's happening with their Kloivim, with their loved ones who are still hostages. Kodesh Baruch Yerachim, and Kol Beis Yisrael should be able to be Mekayim Simchas Purim. Hu Rachamon Hu Yaseh Lanu Nisim V'Neflois Keshem Shosiso L'Aviseinu B'Yomim Ahim U'Bizman Hazeh. We should be Zoichel to be as Goel Tzedek B'Mehelu V'Yemeinu Amen. So I want to invite you all to my house on Purim. Leil Purim, my Talmidim come together. Throughout the day, open door, anybody that comes. I do not mean to say that I expect you to make an effort. I know transportation is so difficult. So I don't request that anybody comes, but if anybody does come, I will be extremely happy to see you. We should be able always to be sameach together, b'simchas HaTorah, b'simchas HaMitzvah, and let's take a Purim, Lono, Vela, Kol, Beis, Yisrael.